Masechet Menachot Perikud Aleph Mishnah Heh. Now we'll talk about how the Lechem HaPanim were placed on to the Shulhan. Mishnah says, HaShulhan Orko Asara V'Rochbo Hamisha. The Shulhan was 10 Tefahim long and 5 Tefahim wide. The Torah tells us that the Shulhan was 2 Amot long and 1 Amma wide. According to the way we're going to say this is the Rabbi Yehuda, he says that the amah that's used by the Torah is 5 tefahim. So when the Torah says that the shulhan is 2 amot long, that means it's 10 tefahim. When it says that the shulhan is 1 amah wide, that's 5 tefahim wide. Lechem panim or ko asara ve'rochbo hamisha. The lechem panim was each loaf 10 tefahim long and 5 tefahim wide, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. So we're sort of stuck here. How do we fit two breads that are supposed to be right near each other onto the shulhan, which is 10 by 5, when each loaf that we're talking about is 10 by 5? It says the Mishnah, Noten or ko keneged rochbo shel shulhan. What the Kohen does is he takes each loaf with its length along the width of the shulhan. The length of the bread was 10 tefahim, and the width of the shulhan was 5 tefahim. So when the bread is placed lengthwise along the width of the shulhan, you have 5 of the tefahim on the shulhan, and then you have 2.5 on each side overhang. So you have 10 that are going in the direction where there's only 5 of coverage from the shulhan. So you have overhang on each end of 2.5 tefahim. So on that 2.5 tefahim, the kofel tefahayim umehetza mikan, utfahayim umehetza mikan. What the Kohen does is he bends upward 2.5 tefahim from one side, one end of the loaf, and 2.5 tefahim from the other end of the loaf, and he bends them upward, and therefore, now if 2.5 are up on each side, you have 5 that is placed fully within the width of the shulhan, and then he does that for the second loaf as well. So within that 10 by 5 tefahim of the shulhan, you fit both breads that you have because they're stacked one next to each other. Nimsa orko mimmale kol rochbo shel shulhan. The length of the bread fills the entire width of the shulhan, and when you have two of them, just everything is filled. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir has a different way of looking at it. Rabbi Meir omer, HaShulhan Orko Shenem Asar V'Rochbo Shisha. Says Rabbi Meir, the Shulhan was not 10 by 5, like Rabbi Yehuda says, but says Rabbi Meir, it was 12 by 6. We know that the Torah, like we said with Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah tells us that the Shulhan was 2 amot long and 1 amma wide. So what Rabbi Meir here is going to dispute, he's going to say that the amma that the Torah talks about was not 5 tefahim, but 6 tefahim. So therefore, the 2 amot that we're talking about long, the shulhan, that equals 12 tefahim. And the 1 amma wide that the Torah tells us about the shulhan is in reality 6 tefahim. So you end up with a shulhan that's 12 by 6. Lechem panim orko asara v'rochbo hamisha. Lechem panim were 10 tefahim long and 5 tefahim wide. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, there's no argument when it comes to the size of the lechem panim, just the size of the shulhan. So therefore, noten orko keneged rochbo shel shulhan. The Kohen takes the loaf with its length along the width of the shulhan. So the shulhan was 6 tefahim wide. The bread was 10 tefahim long. So if he's putting it lengthwise along the width of the shulhan, you have now overhang on each side as well, but a smaller overhang of 4 tefahim total, 2 on each side. And that's how he has it. Bekofel tefahayim mikan, utvahayim mikan. So what he's going to suggest, what Rabbi Meir is going to suggest now, is bend it upwards as well over here. 2 tefahim on one side, and 2 tefahim on the other side of the loaf. Utvahayim revach ba'emsa. And he does this with both stacks of loaves. He's going to have 2 tefahim of open space between the stacks. Kedeshet tehe haruach menashevet benehen. So that the air He's going to have airflow between the loaves and it'll keep them from becoming moldy. So again, the shulchan over to him is 12 by 6. The lechem panim is 10 by 5 each. When he folds them up, he ends up with each one being six tefahim by 5 tefahim. So the length is 12 tefahim. So he ends up with both loaves folded onto it. They're only taking up 5 tefahim of area, each one of them. So you have 2 tefahim of area between both loaves that serves to make sure that the lechem panim does not become moldy. The next Tana is going to agree with the Bimir that there was space between the 2 stacks of bread, but it wasn't left empty. Abba Shaul Omer, Sham hayu notnin shene bazichel levona shel lechem panim, says Abba Shaul. In that space between the breads, they would put 2 spoonfuls of levona of the lechem hapanim. The lechem hapanim was placed there on the shulchan every week. 2 spoonfuls of levona was placed there with them. When the bread was taken away from the shulchan, the levona was taken with it. The levona was offered on the mizbeach, and the kohanim were allowed to eat from the bread. According to Abba Shaul, the 2 spoons were placed directly on the shulchan in that space between the 2 stacks of bread. According to the other Tanaim, there's no space, or even if there was space, the levona was not placed in that space, but it was put on top of the bread. Hachamim are going to question Abba Shaul. Amru lo, halo, kvar ne'emar, v'natata al ha'ma'arechet levona zaka. Hachamim say to Abba Shaul, but we already know the Torah tells us that you should place on the stack levona. On here is telling us that the levona was placed on the bread. You have 1 spoonful of each of levona on each stack. So not directly on the shulchan next to the bread. So that's how Hachamim questioned Abba Shaul. Amar lahen halok v'ne'emar ve'alav mateh menashe. Says Abba Shaul back to them when it talks about the camps of Bnei Israel in the Midbar, the Pasuk says, and on the tribe of Ephraim was the tribe of Menashe. So we know that the word Alav over here seems to mean on top. And we know that if they weren't on top of them, it also has the ability to mean near. So the word Alav is very similar to Al. So when it comes to the spoons of Levona, even though it says Al, Torah is not trying to tell us that it was directly on the bread, but it was near the bread. So just like with Ephraim, the word alav doesn't literally mean on top of, but it means next to or near. Same with the lechem panim. We have it says vin of the levona about lechem panim v'natata ala ma'arechet levona zaka. When it says you should place on the stacks of bread levona, it doesn't mean directly on. It means right near.